verses 42 to 47 of Acts chapter 2 read as follows. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Now there is a description of the early church. And I think there are many, many principles that we could apply to ourselves from this particular passage. I counted quite a few of them, and I had to stop when I got to 10. I thought that was probably more than enough. There are loads of principles here, and I just want to take you through this particular section, looking at the principles which I think span the gulf of these 2,000 years of time. Verse 42 says, they devoted themselves. That's a great way to start, isn't it? They devoted themselves, a very strong word. It's almost the idea of addiction. This is a very, very healthy addiction, to be addicted to the things that we have here. Some of us have perhaps less healthy addictions, which are maybe not too good for our blood glucose and cholesterol, but these were devoted or addicted to a number of things, and there are four big things that are mentioned here, but this was not a casual kind of thing. They were passionate about what they were doing. They were passionate about their commitment to God, and as we'll see, about their commitment to each other. It wasn't a half-hearted, sleepy, lazy, take it or leave it thing. I will do it if it doesn't interfere with my schedule, with my favorite TV program, with my sporting activities, with my hobbies, etc., etc. I'll get to it eventually. It's not like that at all. They devoted themselves. They were addicted. They were passionate. And what were they passionate to? Well, there are four big things mentioned here, and then another six which kind of flow from these. So let's look at the big four first of all. First of these is what's called the apostles' teaching. So teaching, let's just isolate that word. We must, if we're going to be healthy Christians, and if this is going to be a healthy church, we must be serious about interacting with what God says in his word. That is not negotiable. You're not going to be a healthy Christian if you neglect what God says in his word. And I'm sure the leadership team know that we're not going to be a healthy church if we let the teaching and the interacting, not just publicly but privately with God's work, slide. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. What was the apostles' teaching then? You say, oh, it's the teaching of the apostles. Yeah, I know it's the teaching of the apostles. That is not a definition. The apostles' teaching is, well, what is the apostles' teaching? Well, at the beginning of the book of Acts, we read an interesting introduction, which is we believe that the book of Acts is written by Luke, and that Acts was the second part of his two-volume history of the life and ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. The first part is Luke's gospel. That is what Jesus began to do and to teach when he was here on earth. The second part, Acts, is what Jesus continued to do and to teach by his Spirit through the apostles. So the apostles' teaching is Jesus speaking. And the reason I say that is because I've heard people say a daft thing when there's kind of a disagreement about some things. Well, you know, does the Bible really teach that? And people sometimes say stupid things. Well, Jesus didn't say anything about that. And what they mean is that it's not recorded in the Gospels. It's actually in Paul's epistles. But Paul is Jesus speaking by his Spirit through the Apostle Paul. So let's get rid of the daft idea that all that's written in the New Testament is not Jesus speaking unless it's in the Gospels. That's not true. It's the apostles' teaching is Jesus speaking by his Spirit through the apostles. And that's why we read on a number of occasions in the New Testament that the church is built on what? The foundation of the apostles. What does that mean? It means Jesus speaking through the apostles. Where do we find what Jesus said through the apostles? Well, you'll find it in the New Testament. It's not just the New Testament, because we look at the Old Testament, because we're also built on the foundation of the prophets. And look, we are very, very privileged, because we are able to look at the Old Testament through the lens of the New and see how it all comes together, how God's Spirit is speaking in Old Testament times through the prophets. And then we have the apostles, and then the whole thing comes together in this amazing whole that we have, the Bible. So all I'm saying here is that the early Christians were addicted to the Bible. They couldn't get enough of it. Is that you? Could I say that of you? That you just can't get enough of it? And I sometimes measure my spiritual temperature by how passionate I am about God's Word. And I remember when I first became a Christian, I could not get enough of it. I couldn't stop reading it. I just carried it everywhere. I read it all the time. And then, you know, you get a bit kind of lazy and cold, and then you realize that you're not in a very good place and say, what's gone wrong? I've lost my appetite for God's Word. I must get back to it. Are you addicted to God's Word, the apostles' teaching? So that's the first thing they were addicted to. The second thing is what's called here fellowship, or some of your versions might say the fellowship. Well, what's fellowship? Well, the idea of fellowship is the idea of sharing. Sharing together in a relationship or in partnership or giving to one another or communicating with one another. And it's an amazing thing that Florence says it quite often, that so many aspects of the Christian life are cross-shaped. It's a wonderful way of looking at it, the idea that there is a vertical dimension. That is our relationship with God. So the opening chapter of 1 John deals a lot with the idea of fellowship with God. That is our relationship, communication, being in a relationship with God. But the other part of it, the horizontal part, is the same thing, our relationship with each other, where we communicate with each other, where we share with each other, where we encourage each other, build each other up, give to each other spiritually and materially as is necessary. And the whole idea of fellowship is that of that sharing, that cross-shaped sharing, where we have a relationship with God, and as part of that, we have a relationship with each other. We are one in caring and sharing for sharing with and caring for each other. That's the idea of the fellowship. How are we doing with that? The idea of caring for each other, building each other up. It doesn't just necessarily mean you give stuff to people. You can just say a word of encouragement, do something. But that's all going to be rather artificial unless we're first of all connected vertically with God. So we maintain the relationship with our Heavenly Father as an expression of that. We share, we care, we give, we communicate, we partner with other Christians in the church. And that's the idea of fellowship.